Do you, after you wash them in soap, soapy water, then what do you do to them before you drain them?
Rinse.
Okay. Are there any other words that you use for this process of washing and rinsing dishes? Can you think of anything else that women might call it?
Well, after they are rinsed, they have to be dried. I mean, finished dried.
What do you call the pieces of cloth that you use in the process of washing and drying dishes?
Dish towels. Dish rags sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Are dish rags the ones that are used in washing more than in drying, or is it used interchangeably?
We refer to the rag as the one that does the washing with, and dish towel dry with.
What are some different kinds of towels that you can think of?
There's beach towels, bath towels, hand towels, dish towels. That's all I know.
Okay. What is the handle that you would turn to get water to come out into the sink?
Faucet.
And what is the part of this apparatus that the water comes out of?
A part.
Yeah, the part. Usually, you know, it's all together and you have two handles, the faucets. Then the water would come out of another part. Does it have a name?
I guess so, but I don't know what.
Okay. Now, let's talk about the word burst. Assuming that it's freezing weather, you might say, today our water pipe froze and
burst.
And yesterday a different one
burst, I guess.
And several of them this winter have.
You want the way I say it?
Anyway.
Bust it.
Okay, that's fine. That's just as legitimate as anything. What do you call the wooden container? Usually I think of it as being large. That, for example, flour might come in bulk lots.
Barrel.
And what would you call a smaller wooden container? I think of as nails coming in.
Keg.
Is this determined by size, the difference between the two?
Yes.
And not by any way they're constructed?
No, they're about the same in construction, just different
in size. What do you call the, I imagine, metal container that you would have molasses or lard on display in a general store? Maybe you wouldn't buy it in that larger lot, but then maybe you would. Usually I've heard of them referred to as a lard something.
You mean in bulk, it'd be stored in bulk form?
Yeah, in large quantities of it might be stored in this.
I don't know.
Did you ever hear of it called a lard stand? My mother knew that word. I didn't know that word. What would you use if you had some, for example, meal, cornmeal, that you wanted to get into a bottle with a very small neck, and if you used it with your hands it would just fall all over? So you put something in the neck of the bottle to pour through, and what would you call that?
Funnel.